USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A key U.S. Senate leader says a deal on a new small business coronavirus relief package is at hand. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer telling CNN the tentative deal would give the popular program another $350 billion and hospitals would get $75 billion. Meanwhile, normally conservative Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas says a pandemic is not the time to be worrying about the deficit and the debt. Cornyn admitting on Fox News this morning that lawmakers should be spending money to address the health crisis on what he calls a wartime footing. Congress did pass the big economic stimulus bill last month, and as I mentioned a moment ago, there is apparently a deal close to being made on a second such bill. And this is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Average gasoline prices nationwide falling again, over 4 cents a gallon over the last week. The national average only $1.79 a gallon. Here's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us that national average is $1.07 lower than a year ago.
The national average has declined for its eighth straight week, posting a drop of 4.4 cents to stand at approximately $1.79 per gallon. Price is now down 35 cents in a month and $1.07 lower than last year.
Meanwhile, the U.S. is looking to stock up amid plunging oil prices. President Trump saying yesterday at the White House that the country is filling up the national petroleum reserves. He said they could fill the reserves by putting in as many as 75 million barrels as oil prices continue to crater as the coronavirus pandemic drives down demand. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Bay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
South Korea's government says there's no indication that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in fact in grave health danger after a CNN report suggested that he was. A spokesman for the South Korean president saying just hours ago there's been no unusual movement inside North Korea. CNN had cited a U.S. official who said there were reports that Kim was in dire health and was being monitored. There has been speculation about Kim's health ever since he did miss the recent celebration of his grandfather earlier this month. He last appeared in public back on the 11th of April. Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner are giving back to frontline workers during the coronavirus crisis. The couple, along with the Joe's manager and his wife, have partnered up with the Fueling and Fearless campaign to donate at least 100 meals to the East Los Angeles Doctors Hospital daily. The campaign works to hire local restaurants that are struggling to try to ride out the coronavirus 19 pandemic. And the first meteor shower since January will still go forward, lighting up the sky tonight and early tomorrow morning. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.